Are you one of the owners, or? Oh, okay.
Greenville Motor Company, how can I help you?
Hi, is Tommy available?
Yes, 1 second.
Thank you.
Tommy stepped out for a couple minutes. Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, sure. I mean, maybe you could point me in the right direction. Is there anyone else in the office who typically takes care of the financing and helps Tommy with some of them decisions?
There's several folks, but what is it in regards to?
It's in regard to some previous financing the company had done through First Lease. Just trying to touch base here towards the end of the year with them.
I believe that was our RO Rider system that we purchased. I handle most of the accounting and bookkeeping. I could help you a little bit, but,
And what was your name?
Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Bryant, nice to meet you. Just trying to touch in here. My name is Russell, by the way, from Bank of Cardiff, and I'm just here to follow up on a finance offer I'd sent your direction a couple weeks ago. And like I said, this was based off of what you had done with First Lease. I think that was back in 2011, so it's been a minute. But, yeah, just trying to see what you guys have coming up here towards the end of the year. Have any plans to do some financing?
Might be in, we do try to upgrade some equipment with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Every once in a while, but no immediate needs, but... a couple months down the road, maybe we might be purchasing some new lifts and stuff like that. We're always trying to recruit more mechanics and stuff like that.
So got it.
Build the shop up a little bit more, but...
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to find them before we can, purchase lifts to put them
in. Yeah, definitely. Got it. So is there maybe an email I could get a hold of just to send over my contact information in case something does come up? You can give me a holler and I can help you guys out a little bit.
Yeah, no problem. I'll give you mine. It's B as in boy, Cook, COOKE, 22, and that's at Gmail.
At Gmail. Cool. Yeah, so is there, a particular time of the year you guys usually do take a look at the books and see if you can bring anything on, like maybe the end of the year here?
Probably be a little bit after, our big thing is tax time, so probably February is when we...
Got it.
More prominent type thing.
Okay, so if I were to touch base probably back in February, that'd be a little bit better for you guys?
Yeah, probably so, man.
Got it. And you said that equipment, if you guys were doing some upgrades, that'd be a couple of lifts for the shop?
Yeah, we do service lifts back there and stuff like that. So.
Got it. How much do those lifts typically run you guys?
The ones we really need, they're just the newer type thing are usually about $5,000 or $6,000, so.
Okay, not too much then.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Got it. And if you were to be planning to upgrade, would you be expecting to take on, one or multiple of those lifts?
Right now we're trying to fill three mechanic spots, so probably need three.
Three. For sure. And then would you possibly be, those are just additional lifts. Would you be replacing any of what you already have, or those things last for a pretty decent amount of time?
Yeah, there's one or two we might replace here, but it'd probably be more like two years before those are...
Got it. Okay, well then, I'll probably touch base with you guys. Maybe, I'll try a little earlier in the year just to see where things are, and then once again probably hit you up around February, see what your plans are.
Yeah, we'll keep you in mind, and you do the same, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely, man. And would you say business has been going pretty well there this year, or has it slowed down a little bit?
Overall, the year's been good. This time of year, stuff slows down before tax.
Yeah, exactly. Got it. And like you said, moving into tax season, everything's that February is going to free up a little more cash for you guys.
Right.
Got it. Exactly. So yeah, that's a thing. We do offer multiple programs, so the equipment financing is, pretty traditional type loan, so I know you guys are pretty familiar with that, but are you familiar with a working capital loan as well?
We get calls about it every once in a while, but haven't really ever ventured into it.
Yeah, understood. Well, that's the thing that's kind of nice about them is, like I said, it frees up a good amount of cash pretty quick too, which is nice, and in comparison to, a typical loan you get through your bank that takes quite some time. You know, it's a relatively new program, like I said, but you know, if things do slow down a little bit, it always is nice to kind of free up a little bit of cash, have it on hand, you know, for those slow times to just keep things moving. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you know what your guys' annual sales look like this year?
Annually, we usually, off the top of my head, you know, we got three different actual car locations. We'll probably do about $3.5 million, I believe, worth of sales.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, man. That sounds pretty good right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's pretty nice about our system here is, you know, we basically, you know, being a private business bank here, we can free up unsecured cash up to about, you know, 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, you know, just looking off your sales. So, I mean, that's looking like I could, you know, free up a quick 500 grand for you guys if you really needed it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get with him when he gets back, and like I said, I'll have your email, and if he wants to venture into anything like that, you guys be the first one we talk to.
Hey, awesome! It's good to hear that, man. I'm trying to, you know, build some good business over here, so I definitely want to get to know like your guys' business and understand what's happening over there.
Right.
Cool. So yeah, if you want to just reference my name to Tommy, that'd be awesome. And then, you know, just if anything comes up, definitely give me a holler.
I will, man. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. You have a good one, man.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye.